ओम ज्ञानतिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानांजनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदांतिकं। वंदेहं श्रीगुरुः श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगण रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवम् साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादां सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च। नमो ॐ विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिन्निति नामिने। नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषशून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा। सो आई हैव टू स्पीक इन इंग्लिश और हिंदी? इंग्लिश, हिंदी, कन्नड़ा, कन्नड़ा ट्रांसलेशन, एनीवन? कन्नड़ा ट्रांसलेशन,
ಇಂಗ್ಲಿಷ್, ಇಂಗ್ಲೀಷಲ್ಲಿ ಮಾತಾಡ್ಬೋದಾ? ಯಾರಿಗಾದರೂ ಕನ್ನಡ ಬೇಕಾ? ಒಬ್ಬರಿಬ್ರು ಸೂರ್ನಾಥ್ ಪ್ರಭು, ಇನ್ನು ಸಮಯ ಇದೆ.
ಕನ್ನಡ ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸ್ಲೇಷನ್, ದೆನ್ ವಿ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಕನ್ನಡ ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸ್ಲೇಷನ್, ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಗೋ ದೇರ್.
ಕನ್ನಡ ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸ್ಲೇಷನ್ ಮಾಡಿದವ್ರಿಗೆ ಅಲ್ಲಿ ಕನ್ನಡ ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸ್ಲೇಷನ್ ಬೇಕು ಅನ್ನೋರು ಆ ಸೂರ್ನಾಥ್ ಪ್ರಭು ಹೆಲ್ಪ್ ಮಾಡ್ತಾರೆ, ಸ್ವಲ್ಪ ಆ ಕಡೆ ಹೋಗ್ಬೇಕಾಗತ್ತೆ. ಥ್ಯಾಂಕ್ ಯು.
ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ. I am very happy to be back in Narasimha Giridhari Temple, Shri Shri Gandharvika Giridhari Sriman Mahaprabhu Temple. It has been some years since I had the pleasure and privilege of being here and having darshan of these most magnificent deities, and to be in the association of all of you wonderful devotees here. I see some changes. There is some gold plating on the altar, leaf, gold leaf plating. Is that it? 5-6 years ago. So some changes have been made. What changes? Otherwise it's the same. Prabhupada altar. Very nice, beautiful temple. There are many things that make a temple very beautiful. What are the things that make a temple beautiful? First, deities. So the most beautiful deities in the world are here. Here and below on the ground floor. And they are looking very happy, so I'm sure they are, all of you are serving them very nicely. So naturally the deities are the first point, the first factor that makes a temple very beautiful. Second, devotee is very nice, because what are the deities without the devotees? The deities are here only for the devotees. Do you think that Krishna has any shortage of space in the spiritual world? He has any shortage of devotees in the spiritual world? He has any other purpose to achieve by coming here? He has ample provisions of everything he needs. But he still comes for our sake, to shower mercy upon us. That is the principal reason for Lord Krishna's descent. For Lord Krishna's descent in the material world. What are the other reasons for descent that Lord Krishna says? Why does he descend in the material world? To protect the devotees. But somebody said, some acharyas have said, the devotees chant the holy name and that is sufficient for protection. Can the holy name not protect the devotees? Yes. So then why does Krishna need to come to protect the devotees? When simply by chanting the holy names, the devotees will be protected. So actually there is no need for him to come down here to protect the devotees, because he can do so sitting over there also. And by just manifesting his presence in the form of the holy name. What other reason is there for Krishna's descent? To kill all the demons. Yes? Vinashaya cha duskritam. He kills all the demons, the demoniac people. But is there really a reason for Krishna to come down to kill all the demons personally? So all the killing of demons can happen through his material energy. Material energy is sufficient. Just one heart attack and it's all over. One accident, it's all over. Yes? So there is no reason really for Krishna to come here to the material world to kill the demons. And plus, Krishna also says dharma sansthapanarthaya. He is here for establishing dharma. But does Krishna really need to come to establish dharma? Who does that? His devotees do that. The great kings who are Rajarishis, they do that. Correct? Parikshit Maharaj, Yudhishthir Maharaj, Vyasadev, great devotees and also great devotee kings. They establish dharma. So Krishna does not need to come here just to establish dharma. Of course, when he comes, then he does all these things. He establishes dharma, he kills the demons, he protects the devotees, he does all these things. But he doesn't need to come just for these three things. So what is he coming for? Somebody said a little earlier. To give pleasure to the devotees. He is coming here specifically for the devotees. As the deity form of the Lord, especially, is for the devotees, those who are faithful. The Lord does not come as the deity for the atheistic people of this world. Those who do not have faith that the deity is not different from Krishna. Krishna is not going to take any effort or take any measures to prove to the atheistic people that he is the Supreme Lord. He is not bothered to do that, because he has not come here for them. He has come here for the devotees. So only those devotees who are faithful they come here and they derive enormous pleasure by taking darshan of their lordships, and they are transported into the spiritual world. Does anyone know any verses that explain how Krishna descends into this world to give pleasure to his devotees? Very nice. Can you say that whole verse? Yes, yes, go on. Anugrahaya bhaktanam. Then? Yes, go on. Now, this is the age of... Yes, go ahead. Manushim tanumash. Very important verse. It gives us the real reason for Krishna's descending into the material world in whatever forms. In his self-same form, like he did when he descended 5,000 years ago, or in the form of the deities. Yes. You can read in the mic.
Anugrahaya bhaktanam manushyam tadrishi krida yashrutva tat paro bhavet.
Yashrutva tat paro bhavet. So anugrahaya bhaktanam manushyam deham ashritah. So the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna, he descends into this world for the sake of giving anugraha. Anugraha means mercy, kripa. Upon whom? Anugrahaya means for the sake of giving anugraha. For the sake of giving mercy, he descends. But he is giving mercy to whom? Anugrahaya asuranam. Yes? Bhaktanam. Okay. So anugrahaya bhaktana manushram dehamashritaha. So he apparently takes the form of a human being. Of course, at no point in time, in no circumstances, does the Supreme Lord become a human being. The Supreme Lord is always the Supreme Lord. Sometimes he descends in the human species and he lives amongst human beings as if he is another human being. But that is actually not the case. He remains the Supreme Personality of Godhead, even though he appears within human society and he speaks and acts and lives just like any other human being. So therefore it says, Manusham Deham Ashritaha. He apparently appears, he becomes like a human being. And he does so to bestow mercy upon the devotees. Then, bhajatam tadrishi krida. And thus he performs many beautiful krida. Krida means pastimes. He enjoys, bhajate means he enjoys. He performs and enjoys many, many pastimes, appearing to be a human being. And what about those who hear about these pastimes? Yaha shrutva tat paro bhavet. For those who hear these wonderful pastimes performed by Krishna when he descends within the human society, for them tat paraha bhavet. They become his pure devotees. They also derive enormous pleasure by hearing about Krishna's pastimes and by seeing Krishna's form, discussing Krishna's glories and so on. So the purpose, the primary purpose for Krishna descending into this world, either in his self-same form or in the form of the deity which is also non-different from him, is that he wants to give pleasure to the devotees. Because this is what the devotees derive great happiness in. And when he comes, he is coming all the way from Goloka Vrindavan in the spiritual world. And he has come here to, what is this area, northern Bangalore? What? HBR layout. See, he has come all the way from Goloka Vrindavan in the spiritual world to HBR layout. And he is very patiently, peacefully standing on the altar and playing a flute. And Srimati Radharani is also peacefully, patiently standing next to him. And Mahaprabhu is also striking a dancing pose, patiently waiting. And if we don't come, then they will wonder, why have we appeared? We have come all the way from there and nobody is coming to see us. So when they descend, they don't descend just like that. They descend with their associates and they actually descend with their abode. So Srila Prabhupada said many times that the temple of Lord Krishna or Lord Vishnu is directly Vaikuntha, the spiritual world. So when we come to the temple, if our consciousness is proper, then we will actually experience the spiritual world. Because the Lordship, their Lordships are present here, very finely, beautifully decorated. They are in a cheerful mood, eager to give mercy to the devotees. Anugrahaya bhaktanam. And when the fortunate devotees come here and take their darshan and take charanamrit and so on and engage in other services, then they derive great benefit. And Krishna becomes very pleased that now my purpose is fulfilled. But also Krishna is feeling a little lack of something. He's saying, I want all the people in HBR layout to come and take my darshan. Now only a small section of people in HBR layout are coming here. But I want all the people to come here. So if you truly want to make Gandharvika Giridhari and Sriman Mahaprabhu and Lord Narasimhadev happy, then try to bring more and more people to come here and take shelter of their lotus feet. This is the real purpose of a temple. So you are very fortunate that you have this opportunity even in a busy materialistic city like Bengaluru to come into the spiritual world every single day. It is not an ordinary fortune. It is a very great fortune. So do take advantage of this. And you have a nice, thriving community of very sincere, loving devotees. That is the real wealth. So not only do the deities make the temple beautiful, but the devotees who come to take darshan of the deities, they also make the temple beautiful. Because as I said earlier, if the temple is empty, there are no devotees, then how does the temple become very beautiful? Krishna is also not happy when there are no devotees. So this is also very important. And thirdly, when the temple is beautifully decorated, so we see so many nice pictures of the Lord, so many nice decorations, nice paintings, nice layout. So everything is very beautiful and nice here in the midst of this very crowded city. And of course, when the devotees are here, the deities are here, then what do the devotees do? They hear and chant about Krishna. And that makes the temple even more beautiful. There are many places where the deities are there, the devotees come, take darshan and go. But there is hardly any chanting of the holy names, there is hardly any hearing and chanting about the glories and pastimes of the Lord. So such a place does not become as beautiful as a place where the devotees gather together with great devotion to sing and glorify the Lord. So these are the different things that make a temple very beautiful. It is not only the structure of the temple, the nice architecture. That is, of course, very important. But ultimately, it is the devotees that are the biggest source of beauty for the temple and anywhere. And also, it is clear from the Srimad Bhagavatam that one becomes beautiful not merely because of physical beauty of the body. One does not become beautiful because of one's wealth or because of one's strength or because of one's prestige. But one becomes beautiful, truly speaking, because of one's devotional qualities. When one has devotion to Lord Krishna, then one becomes the most beautiful person in the world, at least in the eyes of Krishna. And that is the most important thing. What is Krishna's opinion? Our opinions are immaterial. We may think somebody is very beautiful, strong, wealthy, etc., etc. But if Krishna doesn't think very highly of that person, then what is the use of all that opulence and beauty and prestige and so on? So the devotee of the Lord is the most beautiful person on earth. So when all the faithful, Shraddhalu, devotees of the Lord come together in devotion, then that place becomes enormously attractive. So please make this temple more and more attractive by the passing day. Many devotees are working hard to maintain this place, to create so many facilities. His Grace Varada Krishna Prabhu and his team of devotees who are doing the management, plus many other devotees who are doing so much seva in various areas, and plus all the devotees who come here to participate in the programs. My congratulations and best wishes to all of you. So please continue your wonderful service here and make HBR layout a very Krishna conscious suburb of Bangalore. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bo. Hare Krishna.
हरे कृष्णा श्री श्री गंधर्विका गिरिधारी श्रीमन महाप्रभु की वी थैंक यू महाराज फॉर योर एसोसिएशन वी एवरी टाइम देर इज ब्रह्मोत्सव वी ऑलवेज रिमेंबर यू वी हैड योर एसोसिएशन आफ्टर मेनी इयर्स श्योर महाराज वील मेक श्योर दिस टेम्पल इज गेट्स मोर एंड मोर डिवोटीज एंड नियर बाय एरिया वी विल इन्वाइट देम एज मच एज पॉसिबल वील टेक योर एडवाइस महाराज We always, exactly, that's what I was about to say. Our prayers always at the lotus feet of Shri Shri Gandharvika Giridhari and Mahaprabhu is that we get more and more of your association. Some, at least this year, Brahmotsav, we will try to have you with us, Maharaj. So this is our honest request from all of us here. So let's all chant from the bottom of our heart to thank Maharaj for his time despite his busy schedules. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna. Tumba dhanyavad.